He's just crying out. Let's go further. Let's go to number 10. Let's just open up. Let's move up forward. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? This is David, King David, the man after God's own heart, the one that God actually went out of his way and looked for, the one that God anointed to be the king, the one that God made ready to do what he was going to do. Let's go to Psalm 13, just a couple pages up. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? How long do you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to mine eyes or I will sleep in death. He's just crying, just aching, just begging out for something. Give me something. Be patient with me. And this is the man after God's own heart. This is the chosen one. This is the American idol of that time. He literally watched his father's sheep, 13 years old, and became the king of the greatest nation at that time. The king. And he was pleading and he was begging with God. Please, just give me something. Number 17. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to me cry. Listen to me cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come to you. May your eyes see what is right. And he was just hurting. Just hurting. But this whole time, God was being patient with him. Because if he wasn't patient with him, he would have done to him what he did to Saul. David messed up. He wasn't perfect. But he was a man after God's own heart. And in his heart, he had the gifts that he was needed. He had patience. He had self-control. He was able to persevere. God was so patient with David because he loved David. And all that terrible things that he went through, the documentation right there of all these awful times in life where he was just begging and pleading, please, I just need something. Just tell me you're around. Just don't leave me alone in the dark. Literally, those were his words. Do not leave me in the darkness. That whole time. But see, God was building David's patience. God didn't even let David do what he wanted to do at the end. David just wanted to erect the temple. That's what he wanted his whole life. Since he became the king, he said, I will erect a temple unto God. He wanted to raise up a new temple, a tabernacle of David. And God didn't even let him do that. And the whole time he was hurting. The entire time he was hurting. But see, God was patient with David. Because he loved David. And David had to realize, and he did finally at the end, after he was given Solomon, that it is him being patient with God that allows him to persevere. It's not just God being patient with you, but as we are made in God's image, we have to understand that sometimes we have to be patient with God. Sometimes we have to be patient with God. Let's move to Romans 5:3. All the way back to the beginning. Or all the way back to the New Testament, excuse me. Right around where we started. Romans 5:3. It's when you seek after your own patience that you gain it. You get what you pay for. And David paid dearly, as you just saw. Over and over again, he cried out to God because he felt he was by himself. He felt that he was all alone. He felt that he had nothing left. The one thing that he could count on, he felt was like it was gone. But he started to realize, as you are patient with God, you begin to love him more. 5:3. Are we there? Romans 5:3 in the New Testament. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. We see that God is patient with us, and by us being patient with God, we get to understand more of him. Last week I spoke about a relationship. Last week I spoke about how when you are when you respect and are patient because you love someone, you get a more edifying relationship. A relationship made of just rules, a relationship made of strictly do this and do that, and if you don't, then this is what you're going to get, doesn't edify you. You end up in jail. You end up in a prison in your own home sometimes if that's the person to whom you're married. Right? like I said before, when you see that a parent doesn't really care and all they do is have their children live by rules and not by compassion and not by patience, you end up with children who don't fit in just right with society in general, with the rest of the human beings in the world, right? That's what happens when you end up in a relationship where it's not two ways. You're not patient with each other. You don't learn patience with each other. That's what a truly edifying relationship, and this is friendly, romantic, business, any type of relationship, is all is based on trust, love, and patience. And patience and love are so closely related. I'll give you a dollar if you can figure out where I learned that from. I figured out patience and love in the kitchen. Get this, follow me for a moment. I cook, and I love to eat, if you hadn't noticed. But